Hello, welcome to Gridiron Gurus. I'm Travis Lazarczyk alongside Evan Crawley for the Kennebec Journal and Morning Sentinel. It is state championship week here in Maine. We've got some local teams here from Central Maine to talk about, Evan. So let's start with the Class D game. It's going to be in Orono on Friday night. It's a rematch of last year. We have defending state champion Oak Hill versus MCI.
Yep, I was lucky enough to see both regional finals. I went up to Pittsfield to catch the MCI game against Matt and Aucook. MCI took a little bit of while to get going, an early pick by Vigue, but you know, ultimately they just overwhelmed Matt and Aucook. You know, it's kind of the story of their season so far, where they've just kind of been able to overwhelm everybody. Right. Oak Hill, meanwhile, on the Saturday, they got a lot more than they initially thought they might be bargaining for. They jumped out to a 21-0 lead on three first-half touchdown runs from quarterback Dalton Tarrion. And then back came the Greyhounds. Had a chance to tie it late in the game with about 5.5 minutes left. They scored on a run right end by Noah Francis, and had an extra point to potentially tie the game at 21 apiece, but a bit of a miscommunication on the play. Tyler Halls pulled up, tried to scramble to his left to make a play, didn't make it, and then it ultimately settled at 21-20 for Oak Hill. Travis, we saw this game last year. What are you expecting going into this game?
Well, MCI is a little different than last year in that they seem to have a few more weapons on offense. Last year, the offense, while Greg Vigue was back at quarterback, relied heavily on tailback Jonathan Santiago and fullback Alex Bertrand. Both of those guys got hurt in that state championship game in the second quarter and were unable to play, and Oak Hill kind of pulled away. This year, the Huskies are a little more diverse on offense. They've still got Vigue, running back Willie Moss, some great receivers in Brendan McKenna, Josh Bucher, Braden Montero. Dylan Fitz at tight end. Eli Buzzle could get some carries. Alex Bertrand's back at fullback. Still a lot more weapons for the Huskies to use. And caught up with Coach Tom Bertrand recently, and we talked about those weapons and what they expect from Oak Hill this time around.
They're good. You know, they're the two-time defending state champions, and they've got a quarterback, a running back, a receiving core, an offensive line that's outstanding, and they're just solid. You know, defensively, they do some things that force you to do some things out of your comfort zone, and they're just aggressive and a hard-nosed football team.
What are you guys doing better this year than later last year?
I don't know. I think at our, you know, we're spreading the ball around a little bit more. We're not relying on two or three guys to make plays for us. So, you know, Willie's hot right now, and we'll be feeding him the ball as long as he'll produce for us. And you know, but we got a lot of other guys around him that can get the job done. And you know, depending on what Oak Hill gives us, we'll try to take what they give us. So we've just got a lot of different guys that can handle the ball on offense. And defensively, you know, we're pretty vanilla on what we do. And we just line up and play football, and we'll just have to try to defend that high-powered offense they've got.
Do they compare to anyone you've seen in the regular season? I'm sure they're the most talented, but as far as, like, schemes and things like that?
Not really. You know, the things that they do, they're very multiple in what they do. They run their stuff out of a lot of formations, but the spread stuff, when you run it well, they do really well. And we may very well see them line up in double wing and come at us like they did last year. So you have to, you know, they're like us in that we make you prepare for a lot of different stuff, and you don't know what we're going to throw at you. They're the same way. You know, they can do a lot of different things, and we're not sure what they're going to show up and do.
Now, the MCI defense has been one of the most ball-hawking defenses in the state this season. 25 turnovers forced in the regular season. Safety Alex Jones has three interceptions. Eli Buzzle at corner has four. And they're going to have their hands full with quarterback Dalton Tarrion, who is one of the biggest playmakers in the state.
Tarrion's had a fantastic year. He actually just threw his first interception last week against Lisbon, which is pretty incredible given how much not only does he handle the ball, but how much the Oak Hill defense asks him, or Oak Hill offense asks him to do. On the season, he's 68 of 120 for 1,297 passing yards and 17 touchdowns with just the one pick. He's also carried the ball 100 times for 870 yards, 14 touchdowns, and one fumble lost. Tarrion has been, I crunched the numbers the other day, 47% of the time Oak Hill either asks him to run or throw the ball, and those numbers have only increased in the postseason, upwards around 60 or 70% of the time. His top receiving threats of this year, Jonah Martin jumped out to a big start to start the year. He's got 23 catches, for 381 yards and 6 touchdowns. In the second half of the season, though, as teams have started to look more to Martin's side of the field, Connor Nielsen's really emerged. He's got 15 catches, 259 yards, and 6 touchdowns as well. And the big thing about Oak Hill is they've got a lot of balance. Right. Darren Bailey is as athletic of a wide receiver as you'll see, and he's also leads the secondary with 2 interceptions this year. Colby Spencer and Stephen Gilbert is kind of that third down back. He's probably their best blocking running back, and he's also very capable of catching the ball at the backfield. And recently we caught up with head coach Stason Dissett really to talk about what he's trying to prepare for when it comes to MCI.
They can go inside, they go outside, and they can throw the ball. On defense, they're very physical, and they play assignment football as well.
You see a lot of yourself in them in terms of having that balance?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think every team's different.
Yep.
I think that their strength of their team is their interior line. They got some linemen that are very special.
Yep.
And very physical players and very good players.
How is you mentioned the line, your line specifically, it seems like they've been able to be equally successful in pass block and run block situations.
Yeah, well, we spend a lot of time on pass protection. We do spend a lot of time on both. During the summer, we work 7-on-7. The linemen come, we give them something to do. So we work on technique. It's not, like I said, it's not the player, it's the program, and we feel we give everybody, try to find a way to improve, and our linemen come. They have a good time, too. We try to make it fun, and it's been pretty good success for us.
Yeah. What will we remember most about the senior class? Obviously, they have one more game left, but, you know, is this one of those ones that will hold a special place at being your first class?
Yeah. Team. I don't think there's any individuals, and I don't think anybody complains. We've had pretty good success with that since I've been here, but this team really, really shows that.
Yep.
There's power in numbers, and I think a lot of really good football players can put together a special team. I think that's what we are, team.
Willie Moss is a dynamic player for them. Reminds him a little bit of Nate Scott with that shiftiness, the Winthrop Monmouth star player. MCI seems to have a lot of similarities in terms of if you're trying to find a comparable opponent to the Ramblers. Alex Bertrand is a lot like Alec Brown in the sense of that strong fullback where they're running that belly or that dive play. Defensively, a lot's going to fall on the front 7 or front 8 for Oak Hill. Connor Elwell has led the way this year. He's got 74 tackles, 10 for a loss. He's got 3 sacks, 3 forced fumbles. He's really been one of their best, if not their best, defensive player. Brian Thorpe has really emerged. He's got 56 tackles, 14 for a loss, and he leads the team with 4 sacks. And Matthew Stroud as well at the linebacker position, him along with Garrett Guile and Levi Buto, they've been really strong, even though they move Guile up and down. Sometimes they play him at nose tackle. Sometimes they drop him back into the linebacker position. But Stroud has 51 tackles this year, 11 for a loss, and he's recovered 2 fumbles. So should be a really good matchup. You know, as far as which way this is going to go, I really don't have any idea. I mean, I think this could go any which way, Travis.
Yeah, it's going to be a close game. Of course, Oak Hill's won back-to-back state titles. MCI undefeated again in the regular season like they were last year, where their only loss was to Oak Hill. Should be a great game in Orono on Friday night.
Speaking of undefeated, we're looking at Winslow versus Yarmouth. That's another one that should be a good one.
Yeah, Winslow going for their second straight state championship. They're in the state championship game for the 4th straight year, which nobody's done that for a long time. I think you have to go back to maybe Marshwood in the 80s. Yep. To find a team that's pulled that off. Black Raiders had a scare last Friday night up at Old Town. They got down 21-7 early in the second quarter, rallied to win the game 40-27. And even though the 27 points was the most points they've given up in a game and equaled the amount of points they've given up all season, it was probably their best defensive effort in terms of, you know, they figured out how to stop Old Town's really strong passing attack, and after giving up 262 yards in the first half, held the Coyotes to just 57 yards in the second half. Winslow, not going to do anything fancy on offense, just a really old-fashioned smash-mouth football team led by Nate St. Amand, who ran for 331 yards in that game against Old Town last week, and fullback Kenny Ricard, who's just a bruising runner in the middle.
Now, if there's a team that knows that might know a little bit about a Mike Savisky coach team, it's probably going to be Yarmouth.
Yeah, Yarmouth head coach Jason Vayu played for Winslow, graduated from Winslow in 1992, was a quarterback for Savisky, said Mike Savisky and former defensive coordinator at Winslow, Jim Poulin, are really two of his biggest coaching influences and guys that really, you know, made him want to coach and have been a big part of getting him to love football and pass that on.
Now, as far as the game itself goes, Winslow, as you said, very familiar with the big moment. I have to imagine that, you know, Coach Savisky and the Black Raiders will be ready to go come Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, they're going to be ready to go. Yarmouth, not too far removed from back-to-back state titles in Class C themselves, but those were in 2010 and 2011. So all those kids have long since graduated. Coaching staff is new. They're led by John Toma, who at quarterback's thrown for over 1,300 yards, 14 touchdowns. Leading rusher Cody Cook might be out for this game, though. Coach Vayu told me he got hurt in the regional final against Wells on Saturday, and he's questionable. Might be out with a knee injury. If so, that's 11 touchdowns and almost 12 yards per carry that the Clippers are losing. But they do have Jack Snyder, who ran for over 500 yards and scored 2 touchdowns in the win over Wells this past week, and also had 33 catches for just over 600 yards and 9 touchdowns. So he's a threat as well. And Lucas Yule, who is also a 600-yard runner for the Clippers, is someone that the Winslow defense should be on the lookout for.
Yeah. Elsewhere at Portland on Saturday, the late game is going to be in Class B. We saw a lot of Pine Tree Conference B this year in Brunswick. They're going to be taking on Marshwood again, a repeat again from last year.
Another rematch.
I think the big question is Will Bessie going to be able to play, and how healthy is he going to be? Because I know he got dinged up a little bit against Brewer.
Yeah, he got dinged up in, I think, the second or third quarter in that big win over Brewer in the PTC B final on Friday night. If he's there, the Dragons are going to be tough with him and, you know, improved play by quarterback Thomas Hansen this year. Marshwood led by running back Zach Doyon, who's really come up big. And then walk out for the Marshwood defense, forced 5 turnovers against an unbeaten Falmouth team in the regional final on Saturday.
Now, one of the things we've talked about in the past is, you know, at state championship games, players can really strengthen their case for the Fitzpatrick Trophy. And that's a game where you could see two of the guys who could potentially do that if Bessie's able to play and play well.
Right.
And a guy like Doyon, who's another guy who's had a huge year. Those guys, I think, could really strengthen their cases with big games on Saturday.
Yeah, those guys in the Class A game, which is at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, starts the whole day off with Portland running back Joe Esposito and Thornton Academy quarterback Austin McCrum, two guys who have kind of been in the Fitzy talk all season, will get a chance to shine on the big stage.
Yep. And that seems like a game to me where it's, you know, a little bit different styles. I mean, Portland has been, they've been on top all year. They've looked strong. You know, every time you think they might take a step back, they've answered the challenge.
Right.
And meanwhile, TA has been the team that everybody's been trying to be all year, or at least trying to chase, being the defending state champions.
Yeah, defending state champions. And while McCrum gets a lot of attention at quarterback, and rightfully so, running back Greg Ruff has kind of been a workhorse for them. He ran for 276 yards in their regional final win over Bonnie Eagle.
That'll do it for us this week. And at Gridiron Gurus, please follow along at www.centralmaine.com for all great football content from this weekend's championships, as well as we start to roll into the winter sports season.
And thank you for listening.